So we are in part three of this series called Divine Interruptions and Leaving Your Living. And the song we just sang really, you know, I was looking in the chat and I was seeing people lifting their hands and saying, sing Asia and sing Kenny. And I think what would be helpful that we would do now is to evaluate, do we believe what we just sung? Do we really believe it? Because it's hard for God to interrupt us and challenge us to do something that we haven't done before if we really don't trust that He is Jehovah Jireh. Like, are you who you said you are? I like how John the Baptist just said it to Jesus. He said, are you the one or should we look for another? Like, I need to know. And Jesus says, you know, the blind can see now, the deaf have their hearing, the lame are walking, the dead have been raised. I am who I said I am. And I'm saying, when the rubber meets the road for you to make a transition in your life, to follow God with a call out of your comfort, into the uncertainty of trusting God to meet your needs, you got to really believe that if He dresses the lilies with beauty and splendor, how much more will He clothe you? If He watches over the sparrows, every sparrow, how much more does He love you? Like, do you believe that? That He's more than enough? We just sang that. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. And sometimes we don't really know if He's more than enough until we don't have enough. The problem is nobody wants to be in a state in their life where they don't have enough. Like, who wants to be in a state of lack? I want to be in a situation where I make more than enough. Like, would I get paid? I make more than enough. I have more than enough. I don't want to be at just enough either. That's cutting it too close. I sure don't want to be at less than enough. But it is the gap between what I need and what I have where God does His best work. And I'm saying, we want to sing it, but we don't want to live it. But sometimes He'll take us in seasons of our life where He wants to provide for us in such a way that we'll have no doubt who it came from. That was You, God. When the children of Israel left Egypt, where they were, their living was making bricks out of straw. That was their living. I'm already in the message. Don't let the music fool you. I'm in the message right now. That was their living. When they left that, and they left with a severance too. They got some money when they left Egypt. So if you can, get that severance. If you can, try to get it. But regardless, they had to make it 40 years trusting God. He had to send them food. Like God got to rain down food from heaven. They had to get water out of a rock. God will provide for you in unusual ways. He might take two fish and five loaves of bread and feed a lot of people with it. God might stretch what you have and make it go a long way. And your kids ain't eating as much as they used to eat when you was working. Now they don't eat as much. And you're like, we still got something left over. You'd be surprised how God may work to show you that He's got you, to show you that you're covered, to show you that He's tracking with you and He's providing for you. The children of Israel didn't, for 40 years, they never had to get new shoes. They never had to get new garments. Nothing wore out because God provided. Sometimes God's provision is His sustenance, that He sustains us. And the question is, will you trust Him? Because at the end of the day, the real challenge is, am I willing to wait on God and trust Him? Because, you know, I hear people say, you know, He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. He's an on-time God. We don't want God to be on time. We want God to be early. Nobody want God to be on time. If I got a bill due on the 10th, I don't want God to send it on the 10th. That's too much stress. Send it on the 2nd. That way I got 8 days to relax. I don't want to be praying to the 10th. See, we want to control the narrative, the pace, the timing, and everything. Because at the end of the day, we don't like not being in control. So this is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. That's why it's so challenging. But I thank God for our praise team giving us that. We Are Zion Music giving us that song today. And I thank God for you being with us today. So I already gave you point number one is Jehovah Jireh. That's my first point in today's message, Jehovah Jireh. It means God will provide. God will provide. You can trust that. God will provide. That term Jehovah Jireh comes from Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. We're on the Mount Moriah. Abram had an encounter with God where he experienced God provide something miraculously for him, and he named the place Jehovah Jireh. Sometimes you need to name a place something that reminds you of what God did. He named that place Jehovah Jireh, and it's called God Will Provide. But sometimes you got to experience his provision to be able to believe that and say it with all confidence that he will provide. Somebody put that in the chat. God will provide. He will provide. Encourage somebody. God will provide. That's a word for somebody, that God will provide. God will take it. Be not dismayed, whatever be tied. Let me go old school. God will take care of you. God will provide. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I'm on, when we go live like this, I like to try to interact a little bit with you all. So thank everybody who's joining us right now. This is what I want you to do. If you all were with us in parts one and two, and based on your memory of part one and two, I want you to tell me what stood out to you in parts one and two that really caught your attention. Whether that's something you wrote down in your notes, in your journal, and you circled it, and you know the part that's really something when you circle it and you put stars and asterisks beside it and you underline it. That's what I'm talking about. Put that in the chat. I'm on Zion Anywhere's YouTube Live page. Zion Anywhere YouTube Live. Go to their link and I can see what you're putting in there. And what I'm really asking for is over parts one and two, what is it that stood out to you? I'm going to let you all do the recap. And I want to see what y'all say would be your recap before we go into part three today. What is your recap? You have to fully detach. Armesia Michelle says, you have to fully detach. That is a fact. You can't be half in and be effective. Eben Miles says he will provide the people to come into your life. I like that. Nice. Coach ADTV says, our call is revealed by our excitement. That's good right there. What gets you excited? What charges you up? Yeah. Deja Scott, what stood out to you is, what is my strong suit as a leader? What is my opportunity for growth? Like being aware of my pluses and minuses. What are my strengths? What are my challenges? Where are my opportunities? I like that. Kiana Bowie says, immediately the fishermen follow. Immediately. That's swift obedience. You know why swift obedience is so important? Because if you don't obey God quickly, your logic will talk you out of doing what he calls you to do. And some of you haven't obeyed God because you're waiting on a bunch of other people to co-sign on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, unless it's your spouse, I don't know who else needs to co-sign on it. Because here's the deal. While you're waiting on everybody to co-sign, you're going to have to answer to God, not to the people who co-signed or didn't co-sign. And the reason why most people don't want to co-sign on you doing something that might put you at risk is because they don't want to see you suffer, and they also don't want to have to rescue you if you suffer. That's just a fact. So that's fear on top of fear. You're already scared because, trust me, doing anything like this, leaving your living is scary. Don't get it wrong. It's going to be scary. But if you add fear to